For those who say the Texas drought is over, they need to take a look at the Upper Panhandle and the area around San Angelo. Water is still scarce in those areas. Bill Riley is the director of the San Angelo Water System.
Well, you know, it's a little bit frustrating. We got quite a bit of rain. Unfortunately, it just didn't fall in the right place, so we didn't capture it in any of the reservoirs.
So what are your reservoirs looking at right now this weekend?
The Twin Buttes reservoir is about 6%. Our O.C. Fisher is about 13%. And then our biggest water supply, which is Lake Ivy, I think is about 14.5%. So, you know, compare that to other lakes in the state, and we're still definitely in a drought situation.
So the water just didn't fall in the watershed that y'all needed to capture and hold?
Correct.
So where does this leave you guys right now as far as your concern for the summer? Maybe this was our dousing for the year.
Well, you know, that's definitely a concern. You know, the forecasts are predicting that the fall is going to be wet and maybe even wetter than the spring. But, yeah, it kind of it's a little disappointing, you know, as we're obviously going into a little bit drier time, and we certainly didn't get the rain that the water storage that we were hoping to get. So it is a little disheartening. It did help us, though. I mean, obviously we picked up some water, and so that just, you know, helps us to be able to have a little bit more time to find alternate, you know, resources.
Sure, but other places around the state, they're flush with water. They're having to release it, as a matter of fact.
Well, you know, it's one of the difficult things, you know, to watch. It's, you know, other lakes are full, and we don't have any, and there's really no way, you know, no way to switch places with it. So it just kind of is what it is in that regard. But, you know, we're still hopeful.
Now San Angelo is looking at more aggressive water capture methods.
Yeah, we are. We're looking at, you know, everything's on the table, but we're looking at maybe a reuse project. There's a local a project here locally maybe to try to capture some water through a creek that's a drainage through the city. That's a little bit longer term and still being explored, but the reuse project is one that we'll probably, hopefully, do some piloting on in the very near future.
Is there a concern that, so now that Austin and other communities have solved their water issue for now, that the state is not going to be as willing to provide resources for towns like yours that have not?
You know, I don't think so. I think there's still, you know, recognition that while most of the state is, I guess, officially out of the drought, we're not. And so, you know, I think on the positive side of that is that might free up, you know, a little bit more attention, a little bit more, you know, available funds to help the areas that are still in the drought.
Bill Riley is the director of the San Angelo Water System. The West Texas town is still in a drought despite heavy rainfall in May that hit most of the other parts of the state.